1, Sierra, Sierra. I hear you loud and clear, over. I am ready for the questions, over. Hey, I think this is Toby, and talking about evidence of life, other life forms in space, and no, most of our experiments on board are focusing on life on Earth rather than life elsewhere, over. And I'm sorry, I couldn't quite make out that question. Can you repeat, over? I think you asked how long do we stay up here in space, and our typical missions are about 6 months. However, we do have some astronauts, cosmonauts that will come up here and spend a year. Over. So when I was first selected as an astronaut, it took 2 years of kind of basic astronaut training, and then once I was assigned to a mission, it was another 2 years of training. So it took 4 years before I actually got to come to space the first time. Over. And can you repeat the question one more time, please? And I'm sorry, I'm having a hard time hearing you. One more time, please. Over. Why don't meteors hit the space station? They actually do. We have small micrometeors that hit the station all the time. And actually, if it's any bigger than that, though, we've got people on the ground that are tracking them. And so we'll actually move the space station if we think something is going to hit us. Over. What's my favorite thing about being an astronaut? I think my favorite thing about being an astronaut is just trying to make a difference, but it's also a lot of fun to float. Over. Hey, Howie, that's a very interesting question. I think I'd put something from every supply vehicle that came up here. I would put something from my spacewalk, like a wire tie or something like that. And then, you know, I think I would put something like a crew patch. And then finally, I like to wear some fun socks, so I'd probably put a pair of fun socks in there. Over. A very interesting question. No, it'd be pretty different. On the moon, you do have some effects of gravity, so it's a little bit different. You wouldn't have to necessarily have, like, the safety tethers that we have here when we're doing a spacewalk from the space station. Over. Hey, Abby, great question. So once we get back to Earth, we have about a six-month post-flight period where we're doing a lot of rehabilitation, debriefs, and then public affairs events where we're sharing the story of what we did on space station. Over. Hey, Ty, it's a great question. So we get it from a couple places. One, supply vehicles that come up, we'll bring it. And then two, we actually take water and break it down into hydrogen and oxygen, and we can breathe that oxygen. Over. You know, that's an interesting question. You know, we operate as one international space station, so despite the fact that we have astronauts and cosmonauts, we are a single crew. However, each country that contributes to the space station, they want to do their own experiments, and so we do have some autonomy in terms of how we operate within each of those sections. So it's kind of like having different neighborhoods in a big city. Over. Yeah, I think the thing I struggle with most on space station is just the